Sean Simpson, first of all, congratulations. British champion again. What's that, the third? Fourth?
Second.
we got that right.
Get there in the
end. Yeah, we got that.
The pulse.
Yeah, I think you're on the pulse. Well, congratulations anyway. That second race, you sort of seemed close at one stage, but then you just sort of just settled in and got on with it.
Yeah, I think, you know, Christian's riding great around here. He rides great when it's this type of track. You know, I'm led to believe that this is one of his local tracks, so he was going to be the guy to beat around here today. And a bit disappointed I never had a little bit more from him in the first race, but I think I tried hard there in that second one, got by him, and put in a couple of decent laps, made a couple of mistakes, he got back. It was sort of cat and mouse for a little while, but you know, it made me keep my mind off of the championship because going into it, I was thinking about the championship. Mid-race, I wasn't thinking about it. And it wasn't until the last lap, I went over the quad and I thought, oh yeah, we've got a championship to win here. It didn't really matter if I won the race. But Graham Irwin is riding great as well in third, so it was nice to have a kind of three-way battle for the lead. You know, just obviously pumped that we managed to do the job today. The goal was to come in and win the championship. You know, the next goal is obviously to try and get the overall of the day, so all down to the last one.
So you sort of left Le Mans last week, a good event for you. Did you feel any, do anything different in the weeks or in preparation for this one? Because obviously deep sand, hard pack.
Absolutely nothing. To be honest, I just went out on my cycling bike one day. I felt absolutely crap all week. Truth be known, I wasn't feeling that great last week and didn't want to say anything, didn't want to, you know, sort of get myself.
Well, we've seen you in the morning. If you remember,
yeah.
You didn't seem yourself. You looked way out of it, to be honest.
No, I felt crap all weekend. I really did. And I didn't say anything to anybody, not even my family or anything. I just was, you know, coughing and whatnot. And just got on with it, really. Got the job done and then paid the price Monday, Tuesday. I was, you know, like, not in bed, but, you know, a couple of them days where you're just feeling really rough. And trained on Thursday. Didn't really feel that much better. But came here. To be honest, I'm still not feeling 100%. But everyone's got little things, and I'm not one for making excuses, and it annoys me when I see other people making excuses, because everybody's got a sore hand or a twisted ankle or a cold or the flu at some point in the year. So why complain about it? Just get on with it. And you know, everyone's got a job to do, and it's a long old season, so you know, it's highs and lows, isn't it? So
as you reckon, it's a bit of fatigue, you know, long year, lots of travel here, there and everywhere, different food and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, there's only a certain amount your body can take, and at a certain point, you know, you've got to watch that you're not doing too much. So you've got to, you know, rest just important as the training side of it. And, you know, there is a lot of traveling involved, and, you know, we've got another couple of flyaway GPs coming up. So there's another whole host of traveling that I'm not used to, because I'm used to just going in my camper and doing that side of things. But I have to get one of them big masks on when I'm in the plane and try and avoid anything else. So. But no, just looking forward to the rest of the season. I mean, we've got a little gap now. Hopefully get recovered and be 110% for the last three races of the year, being the two GPs and the Nations.
Yeah, because there's a gap now for the next Mexican and then Brazil. So are you staying away from there or are you coming back?
Between the races, we're going to stay away. Yeah, it's Brazil to Mexico is not that far. And just going to stay out for the week and go down the beach. And nice. Nah, just, you know, just basically get ready for the GP. You know, go to the track early. You know, it's just me and my dad going, so we'll have to, you know, team up and give him a hand to build a bike up out of the crate and stuff. So Team Simpson on tours.
So when does your bikes go then? Do they go in the next couple of weeks?
They will leave 26th of this month, so I believe that's about 20 days, something like that. Nice. Just over a couple of weeks. So we got a little bit of work to do now, between now and then, to get stuff ready to go, but we're reasonably organised. Got the bike pretty much dialed in at this point in the season and looking forward to it, really.
And news for next year yet, and where you're riding and what you're doing?
I've not got any concrete news at the moment. I'd like to stay with the Hitachi Construction Machinery KTM UK team. With, you know, good old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And you know, what we've been doing this year has really been working. And I think another year on the bike, another winter, another lot of host of testing and engine suspension, you know. Who's to say that we can't rock up in Qatar looking for top fives or better on, you know, the way we've ended this year, and that's the goal really. So still in discussions, a few other teams interested for obvious reasons, but you know, at the moment I'd like to stay where I am, but you know, it's all if, muts and maybes at the moment. So hopefully we'll get something tied up in the next couple of weeks and we'll know more from then.
Okay, well, once again, congratulations on your British Championship, your second one.
thanks very much.